The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, there was a time Sean Defoe used to do proper serious political work with the podcast Calling It, where he had to work on all 686 candidates in the general election. Now, join News Talk, see the world. He's slumming it with Micheál Martin out in America, 5-day visit, including St. Patrick's Day in the Oval Office tomorrow. The Taoiseach started off and his entourage, including Sean, in the Lone Star State of Texas. He met the governor, Greg Abbott, and then attended the South by Southwest Film Festival and many other announcing jobs in Cork and so on. So Sean was there for it all. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Ivan. How are you?
Good. What time of the day is it with you?
It's just gone 5 a.m., so like, you know, bright and early. You, at one point, you were just hounding me for calling it with text all the time. Now you're hounding my sleep too.
So what happened yesterday?
So yesterday, look, you kind of went through some of the agenda there. It was big focus on tech, big focus on jobs all around Texas here. The South by Southwest Festival is on, which is kind of a strange, like, festival is a weird word for it. There's obviously music and bits on, but a lot of it is techie. It's entrepreneurs. It's people there to talk about financing. And Austin is a strange city in many ways because it is in the heart of Texas. It's sort of the state capital of Texas. And you have the snakeskin boots and the barbecues and tacos everywhere and all the rest of it. But then you also have this real kind of hit, trendy tech scene going on as well. So with some company, Tricentis, announcing 50 new jobs in Cork. The Taoiseach was there. He was also at Dell HQ to talk to them, and the 30 Irish staff who are working here in Austin at that. And then moving on, as you mentioned, to, I suppose, the first meeting with one of the proper MAGA guys of this trip so far, and that was Greg Abbott, the Texan governor, longstanding governor, who has been very, very hard on the border. Lately, he has been busing immigrants from parts of Texas over to what he considers Democrat cities in recent months, into New York, into Philadelphia, to sort of give them a taste of what it's like on the border, and is a real Trump acolyte at this stage, even though he wasn't always. He was always kind of a conservative leaning Republican, but has been subsumed into the MAGA beast. Now, I'm told that meeting went quite well. It was pretty cordial. There was nothing too controversial raised. And it was sort of the first chance for Micheál Martin, if you like, to wet his beak and wet his argument and prepare it ahead of Wednesday and tomorrow's meeting with Donald Trump. And then he was interviewed on stage at South by Southwest after all of that. He kind of gave us the runaround, Ivan, when we were asking, you know, how are you preparing for Trump, all that yesterday morning. He said, we'll leave that until later in the week. But we got a bit of an insight yesterday evening when he was doing a sort of fireside chat kind of an interview up on stage. And the one question that I get the sense they are most concerned about when they meet Trump publicly and privately tomorrow is on the question of tariffs. It's on the economy and this idea of Ireland's trade deficit. That was put to him on stage, and we got a rehearsal of what Micheál Martin is going to say to Donald Trump. Let's have a listen.
First of all, if you put services into the equation, it's much less of a trade imbalance.
So the imbalance is, if you just look,
it's
at
just
goods.
Just the goods, yeah. The goods, right, are significant.
But when you when you layer in services, then it's actually a deficit.
A deficit for Ireland. And in terms of the European Union, it's about 50 billion in the end of a 1.7 trillion relationship. So the Irish-American relationship is huge. By the way, the Department of Commerce's US figures here have Ireland as the sixth largest investor in the US. But what doesn't get captured in the figures is the extraordinary purchasing that Ryanair, or AerCap is the big, one of the biggest aircraft leasing companies based in Ireland. The amount of aircraft they have bought from Boeing is phenomenal. That doesn't get captured in those Department of Commerce figures or in the trade figures. And I think it's fair to say that AerCap's impact was very significant for Boeing when Boeing was going through challenges. And Ryanair is the largest purchaser, I think, of the MAX 737 in the world. And without question, if you put AerCap and Ryanair together, basically they're the biggest purchasers of Boeing aircraft in the world. So this is a bit more complex than gets presented by figures.
Yeah, I'd like to get into the weeds of this a little bit in terms of tariffs and taxes and so on, because I'm chairing a webinar today for fund managers, and this is really a technical issue. First of all, on his point about the sixth largest FDI investor from Ireland into the US, that's actually not entirely true insofar as a lot of that is accounted for. Leaving aside your Kerry's and your CRH's, US companies like Allergan, Medentech, who have Irish subsidiaries who are repatriating their money in and investing from an Irish company into the US, and it's actually a circular movement. But there are things that we can say. In other words, one of the things that the Trump regime is totally opposed to is this new EU digital tax, which we're totally opposed to. And actually, the truth is that we're a victim of our own success, because Ireland has been the most profitable location for US pharma and tech firms setting up here. That's why they put their IP here, because we speak the same language. We have a friendly tax regime. So actually, we are the gateway between East and West. How do you think this is going to go? And like, is it going to be a bit of a TV episode, or is it going to be a serious engagement whereby they set up a personal rapport going forward?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. And I suppose the preparation, certainly the what I'm picking up from Micheál Martin's team, is they think it's going to be something of the latter, that there is actually serious work to be done here. Like the points you've made, like the points that Micheál Martin has just made there, that you can actually build a relationship here. And what they're trying to stress is not only those companies who are just repatriating US money, but if you look at Glanbia, if you look at Kerry Group, if you look at a whole list of companies that he's going to have going in, who actually have operations over here, who have factories, who have boots on the grounds and are employing people locally. That's what he's going to be stressing. He's obviously going to mention Dún Beag as well, and sort of give the wink, wink, nod, nod. Look, you have your investments in Ireland, and we're going to look after you. And isn't it all great that we're working together? I suppose. But the interesting thing, speaking to the team around him, they're kind of calm about what he's going to say. They don't think that he's going to have any huge ask of them, and they don't have any huge ask of him, unlike in sort of previous years where, for example, say the undocumented Irish was a big issue. I asked Micheál Martin about that yesterday, and he said, look, it's just very difficult at the moment. It probably has slid down the agenda because of everything going on in the world, and it's going to be economics. But they're less concerned about the chat between the two of them privately. What they are a bit concerned about is when they're in the Oval Office and questions start getting peppered in, and questions from us as Irish media that could be quite difficult for them, or could set Trump off on a particular direction. But then also as well, questions from the US side and the hand-picked sort of Trump cronies who are now in the White House, in the press pool, and how even one of those questions we saw with the Vladimir Zelensky meeting can just set the tone, set the mood, maybe set Micheál Martin up to be a bit of a punching bag on some of these issues. So that's more where the concern lies.
Okay, well, you haven't alluded to, what if someone asks the question, you recognise the state of Palestine? Oh, you favour a banning of trade from the occupied territories? Ireland has done a solo run on this in relation to Gaza. What if there's a question like that? I mean, there is an expectation from the Dáil and so on and all the left that, he's going to, decry the Israeli position and so on, which, will be very problematic, maybe.
That's his most difficult question, because even on the Ukraine side of it, we have European support. We have a combined message. He's been to the European Council last week and come up with all their positions. He'll be briefing them again in a couple of weeks' time. But on the Gaza issue, we are isolated even within Europe, let alone on the US picture of it. So that's a particularly difficult one. I imagine what he'll be saying privately is that they're probably going to long finger or water down the occupied territories bill. Don't be worrying too much about that. He can't really say that publicly, because he'll get an absolute lashing. So the Gaza question is a no-win for him. He's not going to go in and be banging the table and be tub-thumping and banging his chest and all the rest of it on Gaza. I don't think that's the kind of politician he is in the first place, but also it's not going to get him anywhere. So no matter what he does on the Gaza side, he's going to draw criticism from either side. He's either going to go too far and perhaps I don't think he'll go to, or he won't say enough and people don't.
Okay.
At home will criticize him for not saying enough. So it's sort of a no in question, and hopefully today he'll be a bit more forthcoming into how he's going to approach that one.
And just tell me logistically, tomorrow, what time will that kick off at the TV bit in the Oval Office, Irish time?
So we're talking tomorrow. I have everything in my head in US time, so I'll have to nearly translate in live speak as it is. So it's about 8:30 or so. He's meeting J.D. Vance, and of course that meeting could be, you know, we're all talking about Trump here. Absolutely no certainty that J.D. Vance doesn't throw something into the mix here when it comes to freedom of speech, when it comes to Gaza, when it comes to anything. So he's meeting him for a breakfast around 8:30. The general thinking, though, at least in the Irish camp, is, you know, he's not going to do his speech, throw a big dig, and then sit down for a very cordial hour-long breakfast with the Taoiseach. So they're less worried about him in that particular format. And then it's around 10:30, 11 US time that bilateral meeting in the Oval Office is due to take place. So what, about 3 o'clock odd in the afternoon, Irish, is when we're hopefully going to start getting those images back and see just how all of this unfolds.
Okay, well, we look forward to ongoing reports between now and Friday from News Talk and Bauer's political correspondent, Sean Defoe. You can see he's a very busy man there, junketing away. Good luck to him. But obviously, it is a delicate diplomatic tightrope that may be a TV show as well for Micheál Martin. Thanks to Sean Defoe. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.